Hey friends, welcome to episode number 2. I'm going to be talking about the 2 most important assets for your business and why they are so important for business growth, which is your content and your email list. This is important for me to talk about because if I would have known that these were extremely important from the very beginning, I would have chosen to be more serious about creating specific content for the right audience very early in my business. Not only that, I would have started my email list and not waited. This is a question I see being asked very often about why your email list matters. Listen in. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now, I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. So most people starting an online business always ask the same question. Why does an email list matter? Why does content and rights to content matter? These are 2 very good questions, and I'm going to tell you why they matter. When I had my first blog, I was using social media to promote my content, and I didn't have an email list at the time. I was just posting. Have you ever posted something to Facebook and noticed later that it might have been removed for whatever reason, regardless of what it is? This started happening to me with my own content. And since I was new to marketing, I wasn't keeping backups to my content. I didn't even know that was important, which backing up content is important as well. There was another time I ended up getting locked out of my Instagram account I had, and I had to create another account because I couldn't access it at all. I lost the audience that I had, and it wasn't like it was a huge loss because the account was new and I didn't have a large following or anything like that, but I did have traffic. And this is where these 2 assets come in. So 1, your content. Anything that you post to social media, you lose rights to. As soon as it's posted, the platform now has rights to that content. So 1, if you're using content or social media, back up that content. And if you can help it, start a blog or use your website to direct people to the content there. Since it's on your website, you keep and own the rights to your own content. Long form content like blogging or content from your own website is a much bigger asset because once you optimize your content with keywords and SEO, that content lives on the internet for a long time. It's got a long-term life to it. And that's why I call it the long-term strategy. Social media content is very short-lived. It has a very short shelf life. And that's why you're constantly on this content creation wheel. And that's why we use SEO. And 2, start an email list as soon as you start promoting. However you're promoting, you know, we already have had a couple of times social media was inaccessible. It completely went down. You don't even own the rights to your audience on social media either. And if you can't access your accounts for whatever reason, whether you get hacked or locked out or the platforms, you just can't get into them. How are you going to keep your business going without an email list, which is your audience, to contact and promote to? So if you're asking like, how do I even start an email list? What am I going to email them? How do I get my audience to sign up? The first thing is if you have content, you can email them with what you have, with new content being posted. Did something happen in your life that relates to your content in a way? You can connect with your email list telling your story and linking to the content that relates to your story. Maybe like a short teasers about your content that makes them want to click and read more. The way to get people to sign up for your email list is to give them a real valuable freebie. A while back, I had a few people in my Facebook group ask, "How do I know if I'm giving too much away?" And the answer to that is, when you're starting an online business, when you're new, you can never give too much away. You are establishing trust with your audience. So the point is just to show up with valuable content that educates your audience consistently. A freebie or an opt-in doesn't have to be cohesive. It doesn't need to look pretty. Your audience doesn't even really care about that. They just want a quick win. So to recap, number one, your content is your number one asset. Long form, evergreen content that has a long life, and you keep and own the rights to your content when it's on your own website. And number two, start an email list ASAP. As soon as you start creating content, start funneling people to that email list. And if you're struggling to create a freebie, I have a PDF that will walk you through creating something valuable for your audience. You can find that at bit.ly/content-gameplan. You can also find that link in the show notes too. And that's a wrap for today's episode, friends. Talk next time. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.